It is very wonderful to be here to share the Word of God with you. First of all, I must thank Reverend Dr. Jeffrey Koo and also the church session men session for allowing me to share the Word of God with you. Now this morning, as we are going to meditate upon the topic, what are you seeking? I want to ask you that in our life, what are we really seeking? What are we really seeking? Now in a world, people of the world are all very good seekers. Now they, especially at the time of the economic downturn, now people try to seek for jobs. Not only seeking for jobs, but they are going to seek for better and better jobs, or perhaps better emoluments and better pays and so forth. So people are very good seekers. Non-believers seek for wealth. And actually, what they seek is only monies and so forth. The more the monies they have, the better it is. So that's why in Malaysia, we often see people, especially when they celebrate Chinese New Year, you see that they put new red paper on the top of their door and so forth. And they said, Kong Hi Fa Choi. Kong Hi Fa Choi means that, may you be prosperous. May you be prosperous. Now, it is a crime that people are always seeking in their life, especially those people who are non-believers. Now, some people do not seek for wealth. Some people seek for wealth. And they thought that wealth is the best thing in the world, you see. But always wealth will not last forever. Now, people also seek for longevity. They seek for life that they can live in this world as long as they can. We have an elder in the Malaysian church there, and I only just last month conducted the vigil service for him. He lived up to 105 years old. I think that's the longest person that I've seen. But nevertheless, even up to the age of 105, he had to leave this world. Now, people seek for longevity. I remember 10 years ago when I went together with Reverend Junaidi and a few other pastors to China. Now we went to Xi'an, the ancient capital of Emperor Qin. Now Emperor Qin was born about 2,000 years ago, almost the time when the Lord Jesus Christ was born. Now Emperor Qin sent his emissaries, his officers, to all parts of the world to obtain herbs so that he will be able to live for a long, long life, or perhaps perpetually. But it's so unfortunate that he had to die. So on that very trip, when we were visiting Xi'an, visiting the terracottas and so forth, the guide would tell us that, look at the distance there, there was a tomb. There's a tomb of Emperor Qin, who died about 2,000 years ago. Now, people seek for longevity, but longevity will not last. Now, some people seek for position, and even they wanted to be promoted in the government offices and so forth. Now, I remember years ago, when I was the chairman of the Parents Teachers Association of the mission school in Moa. Now, the government wanted to subsidize the church by giving a sum of 50,000 ringgit to build an extension. So the assistant minister for education came, Mr. Lee How Yu. His name was Mr. Lee How Yu, and he was so well known in the MCA and all the Chinese people in Malaysia. Whenever Mr. Lee was mentioned, they know that we know that he's the assistant minister for education. So there were big welcome when they when he came over to more lion dancers and so forth. Today nobody even remember his name. Now he had power, but today no one remember his name. Now somebody seek for longevity, somebody seek for power, somebody seek for wealth, but all these were not permanent. It's only temporarily. But this one thing that King David was seeking was different. He said that one thing that I have asked of the Lord, what is this one thing? It was not the riches that he was seeking. It was not the power that he was seeking. He had power. He had all the power. He had all the riches. Now, it was not the country that he was seeking, because his country was expanded up to the north at Hamath and to the south near the Negev, which is Beersheba. So his country at the time was a dream, was expanded so wide and so forth. But he was not seeking for his country. He was seeking for something. He said it was that something that he sought for fellowship with God. Now, he did not seek for fellowship with God just for a while. I see that some people who came to our churches in Malaysia, I'm taking care of four churches in Malaysia, but they come and go, they come and go. Some came for a while and you are very happy. The pastor, when seeing some new members coming in, but not long afterwards then you see them missing already, no more. But this is not the case. King David said, I seek the Lord in order to what? To have fellowship with him. Not only for a day or two or a week or a year, but for all the days of my life. Can you seek the Lord all the day of your life? Now, sometimes when situation is good, our economy is good, our job is good, and everything is good, now we thank the Lord and we seek the Lord. But as time goes by, suddenly we had some mishappening and so forth. We lost our job, and so we tend to put the blame unto God and not to go to church anymore. But King David was not like that. He tried to seek the Lord and say that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Beloved, I think this is one thing that we should seek. Now let us think that why did he want to seek to be in the house of the Lord forever? First and foremost, I think he wanted to be in the company of the Lord. He loved to be in the company of the Lord. He knew that his sins were forgiven. In Psalm 32, verse 6, he said that, "For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found." He was grateful to the Lord for the forgiven of his sins. And so he wanted to go back to God in order to have fellowship with him at all times. He knew that his sins were forgiven. He was able to go back to God to be reconciled to him. At the time when the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, when he gave up his soul, you know that the Bible tells us that the curtain in Jerusalem separating the holies of holies and the compartment of the holy, the curtain was rented into two. That means to say, man through the Lord Jesus Christ were able to come straight away to see God. And so I believe that this is the case when King David knew that his sins were forgiven. He wanted to be together with God. In Psalms 84:2, the sons of Korah had this kind of desire too. He said, "My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the cause of the Lord. People belonging to God has a very great desire to be what? To be with God. Eh? And so King David had this kind of situation, this kind of thinking, this kind of idea. He said, I seek to be in the house of the Lord, that I may dwell in the house for the Lord all the days of my life. Now, what did he want to seek the Lord? The second thing we see. Because to seek his duty, according to 27th Psalm, he said, I wanted to be in the house of the Lord to seek his duty. Now, God is lovely altogether. There is great beauty of God. He is divinely beauty and humanly beauty, both. His character, God's character, is holy, mighty, merciful, and love. His work is the work of a prophet, a priest, and king. And his beauty never fades. I often officiate weddings, and I used to advise a young couple and a newly wed couple in a sermon. And I told them that when people were courting, they started to love one another even before they get married. Now they say that, oh, they are so beautiful, so and so, why? You are the most beautiful one that I've ever seen. In the Chinese, they say, 情人眼中如其实. I mean that when you see someone that you love, you see that it's so beautiful, there's no defect at all. No defect. When coming to courting, there's no defect. The moment when you get married, is a little bit different. Your love tends to cool down a bit. But when a child is born, it's cooler. When your forehead wrinkles, then it's totally gone, no more. The love is totally gone. But the love of the Lord, the beauty of the Lord, is never be like that. It's always the same. God is always loving, God is always beautiful, and He's holy, He's mighty and merciful, and always the same. Now, His beauty is always the same. And that was why that David wanted to be in the house of the Lord, to see the beauty of the Lord. The next thing that David wanted to be in the house of the Lord, what for? According to the Bible here, to inquire in his temple. The psalmist is an inquirer, very anxious inquirer, seeking the beauty, not only the beauty, the truth, the peace of God, but also the wisdom. And that's why the Bible says that to see the beauty of the Lord and to inquire, to learn from Him. Now, when King Solomon became king, when he was very young at Gibeon, and that time the temple was not built yet, there was a tabernacle which Moses had built. And when King Solomon offered sacrifices, 1,000 sacrifices, the Lord appeared to him at night and said, well, Solomon, what can I do for you? You know what King Solomon asked for? He said, I am very young. I have no experience. And I only seek one thing for wisdom. I only seek one thing for wisdom. And God was very happy. So you only seek for wisdom and you didn't ask for power, for nation and so forth. I will give all this to you in addition to the wisdom. King Solomon went to the temple, to the tabernacle of God, to seek for wisdom. I believe that King David did the same thing. He went to the temple of God to seek the beauty of God and also to inquire from God, the wisdom. Our beloved pastor, our late Reverend Toh, often mentioned about the wisdom of God is better than the wisdom of the world. You have the wisdom of God is so much better than any wisdom of the world. And so that was why King David went into the temple of God to seek his beauty and also to seek the wisdom of God. Now Jesus Christ on earth was a great teacher, the same thing, because Jesus Christ was God incarnated. And Jesus in Matthew chapter 11, 29 and one or two other passages said, learn of me, but I also promised to give true peace and all happiness to disciples. Now when we come to the temple of God, or rather to the house of God, what are we seeking? Are we seeking God to have fellowship with God, to see beauty and to seek his wisdom? Or is there any other purpose that we come to seek the Lord? King David has come to seek the Lord for his beauty and for his wisdom. And it is the kind that God can give him, true wisdom. And not only that, he can find true peace and joy by coming to the house of the Lord. No wonder you see in Psalm 122, when King David had said, "Let us go," when I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Why was King David be glad when he went to the house of the Lord? Because he had good fellowship with God, and he was able to seek the beauty and also the wisdom of God. Now let us think how he seek this one thing. How he seek this one thing. First of all, I think his desire was centered in this one thing. Now he had a single eye. In Matthew chapter 6, 22 and Luke 11, 34, it mentioned that one should have a single eye. Now what does that mean? That means your heart must be centered on this. You come to the Lord of the house to worship him. Some people come to the house of the Lord, they sing him, they listen to teachings of pastors, but their head is not there. Their head is thinking of something else. Instead of listening to the sermon, they're thinking somewhere else. That's not single eye. King David's desire was that he was an anxious inquirer. He's centered in what? In God and nothing else. The Bible says the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. If we keep concentrating in seeing God, we don't see any other things. But the problem is that when we worship God, we see other things. That is not single eye. The psalmist sees things only single eye, only in God and nothing else. That was why he went into the house of the Lord to seek him. Now he also seek it determinedly. He determined. He will not give up. He said, "That will I seek after." He will not stop until he finds it. Now are we doing that? We come to the church, we don't get anything at all. And then I tell you, it's fruitless. Instead of fruitful, but it's fruitless. He will not stop seeking even of troubles, even of difficulties, even of oppositions, persecutions, disappointments, despair. All this cannot stop him from seeking God. I remember one young man in Moa when he first came from a Buddhist family, and many people brought him to church, and he was so happy I really found the Lord Jesus Christ. But the problem is what? He did not truly have Jesus Christ in him, though he purported to become a believer. But as time goes by, for a few months, suddenly when his father fell sick and died, and he said, how come that when I just come to become a Christian and my father suddenly dies, something must be wrong. And so he eventually left the church. But that is not determinedly. He did not seek the Lord, because after seeking, trouble stopped him from doing that. King David did not stop seeking the Lord, even of troubles, difficulties, opposition, persecution, disappointments. Now when he was even a refugee, sought by Saul, and he constantly worshipped God. With all troubles, he continued to seek God. Thirdly, after doing that, I think he sought it successfully. How can that be? Because we can be sure. He did not seek the world, he sought from the Lord. When people are seeking things from God, God will give him. When we seek it from the world, either we will not be successful. So because King David sought it from the Lord, one thing that I desire is to come to be in the house of the Lord, to seek from him. Jesus in Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 tells you that, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. If we seek things from this world, I tell you, you will be disappointed. You will be disappointed because you are not seeking from the Lord. If we seek things from God, then God will definitely give you. So, dearly beloved, let me ask you once again, what are you seeking in this world? Are you seeking worldly gains? Are you seeking worldly riches? Are you seeking worldly comfort? Or worldly power, position, or worldly wisdom? Let me ask you, what are you seeking? All these things are temporary and will not last forever. But seeking the Lord in his house is forever. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If we seek the Lord and put the Lord at first, I tell you, then the Lord will bless you by seeking other things, like King Solomon. King Solomon seek the wisdom of God, and God was very happy. God said, you only seek wisdom, and I will give you all these things to you. The prophet in Isaiah said, in Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6, he said, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. I remember not long ago when, about 5 years ago, when I was in Rawang Church, and suddenly the elder came to me and said, oh, and so, there's an old man and wanted to be baptized. And I was very happy. And on that very morning, I told the elder, let us go to the house and ask him. He's very ill and is not able to come. So we went to the house. So I asked the old man, I said, you remember that your mother's funeral, I officiated the funeral many years ago. I said, yes. He was about 6 years old. And then I asked him, said, do you want to be baptized and believe? First, you must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then I will baptize you. He was very undecided. I said, Pastor, I think, let me wait until next week when my son comes here from Sabah. So I told him, baptism and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ is not your son, but you. You must believe and you will be baptized. And he believed. But the doctor told him that he will live for a period of about maximum 1 month because he had stomach cancer. And it's so unfortunate that the next day when I passed by, there was a big, they put up everything up there preparing for the funeral. I was so sorry about that. I said, this old man, if he truly wanted to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, he would be what? He'd be saved. He didn't want to seek the Lord. Isaiah said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Now, beloved, let me repeat and ask you once again. What are you seeking in your life? Are you seeking pleasure, riches, power, position and everything? All this will go and will be gone in no time. But seeking the Lord is forever. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, once again we thank Thee for Thy word. For so often we have a tendency to seek the world. But I would, even the example of King David has shown us that we must seek the Lord. Because through the Lord we may be able to see Thy beauty and Thy wisdom. And through the Lord we may be able to have all things if we have the Lord first. May Thy word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank Thee once again for Thy word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.